Another sign elections are very close. The traditional Arkansas candidate debates on Arkansas PBS have begun. Yesterday, the candidates in the most high-profile congressional race in the state, the second, met for a live-stream debate that was then aired last night on Arkansas PBS. French Hill, the Republican incumbent, met Joyce Elliott, the Democratic challenger. After the debate, John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, discussed the event. Brummett had opined in his Monday column that the debate might deliver substantive material. Afterward, he thought otherwise.
Let me begin by apologizing to the readers of my column for suggesting that the thing might be worthwhile. It was not. It was near awful. And I got asked on a radio show with Bill Vickery yesterday, do I think debates are pointless anymore? I do, except for showing how horrible Trump could behave in that one, which I think may have, make some difference. Otherwise, I think they're largely pointless. And this one clearly was. Thank you, PBS, for trying. Roby, you and KATV offered a debate in commercial TV for these two candidates, and French Hill wouldn't oblige. He agreed to do the AET in debate, perhaps because it's not widely watched and he liked the format. The first problem is there's no continuity in the questioning. Everything is panel. You know, everybody's got to have a panel. You got to have this represented and that represented and fine. And the panelists are individually fine to excellent, except there's no continuity. The only hope for that debate was when she said he was gleeful in the Rose Garden because he had voted to take away equitable coverage of pre-existing conditions. And he came back and said that was simply not so, that pre-existing conditions were covered in that House bill. And she came back and said, no, they were not. Okay, that's just teed it up. Next, you say, well, what was really in that bill, French Hill? And Affordable Care Act actually requires government mandate for equitable coverage in terms of benefits and premiums for persons with pre-existing conditions. Wasn't it true that what was in your bill simply said there would be coverage for pre-existing conditions and left much of the rest to detail and to latitude among the insurance companies? That would have been the next question if one person was doing the interview or if there was coordination or seamlessness. But the next question was basically, boy, don't we need more broadband in the state? They both said yes. So that's just sort of the problem with these debates, and it was evident in this one. Beyond that, you didn't ask. I thought French Hill, who I've never thought was very feisty or much of a fighter, I thought he was more vigorous than she. I think somebody told her or she decided that let's be nice and speak directly to the camera and to the people and show them that we're not like Trump was in that debate. And maybe that will work. But the viewing numbers are usually so low it won't matter. Anyway, I'm a little embarrassed that I made a big deal out of it because it was unfortunate.
Here's what I think. I think that either one of the candidates needed a headline to come out of this and it did not happen, or they both needed it to not make headlines, as in nobody made a major gaffe, and that did happen, which puts it back into the court of paid advertising and the national mood of the country reflected in a federal race in Arkansas are probably going to be the two ingredients that will make up the final stretch in this race. Do you agree with that?
I do, and I think that was certainly, I guess, her calculation. We don't need to knock him out. We don't need to be as tough to his face as we've been in our press releases and about the things he's been saying about us that are not true. Let's talk to the people. Let's get out. Let's take a draw. And we've got a money advantage. We've got a good media campaign. The National Democratic Party is invigorated. Our base is invigorated. And let's see if this sort of nice school teacher gave a kidney to my sister, I care about you message, which sort of lets him get away with his allegations, is the more effective or keeps us in a position to compete for whatever voters are undecided. I guess that's what she was thinking. French Hill, I think, felt he had to get a little more. I mean, he took a couple shots. You know, he hit her on late-term abortions with a little sucker punch there at the end, and was, I thought more forceful in his direct criticisms. And he actually seemed to be the more, had her more on the defensive. When going in, I thought his campaign had been more on the defensive. Your general assessment of the effect on it, probably correct.
You know, one of the things that I thought would come up a little bit more steadily in this race or in this debate, which did not, was her talking about Donald Trump and him talking about Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and maybe Nancy Pelosi. I know that there were some mentions of all of those in there, but it just, you know, I go back to the 2014 Senate debate between Tom Cotton and Mark Pryor, and it did not matter what question you were asking Tom Cotton, his answer was going to be, I'm against Obamacare. There just was not that rhythm of consistency in any kind of overarching theme by either one of these candidates.
No, she did none of it. I don't recall her at any time reminding people that French Hill was an enabler of Donald Trump and Donald Trump has done this and that. I would have thought she would have done more of it, and she probably should have. French Hill managed to work in, doesn't matter what she just said. She's for single payer like AOC and Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. And I think another time he mentioned the big three, Bernie Sanders, AOC, and Nancy Pelosi, which are the three reasons a Democrat, any Democrat, has a hell of a time getting enough votes in the suburban and rural areas of the second district to win this race. So I thought he did that tactically. She didn't, because again, I go back to, I think she was going to be nice. She was going to be the school teacher who understood poor people and people's challenges, and she was going to speak to them. And she certainly did that in practically every answer.
Let's talk about how much money has been raised in this race. You mentioned it earlier here. Both of them had big fundraising quarters. French Hill raised over $1 million this quarter, according to his campaign. Joyce Elliott raised over $1.4 million this last quarter. Those are incredibly large numbers for a second district congressional race in a district that Hillary Clinton lost by 11 points in 2016. Are you surprised at the breadth of fundraising that both candidates have done?
Everything about this race has surprised me. But the general tone and movement and dynamic of the race, that surprised me. I was asking some people, I was trying to go hyper-local in some of my forthcoming columns about the local, important local school board races and the city board of directors races. And somebody said, well, there's not much going on. Everybody is hung up on Trump, Biden, and Joyce French Hill. That's what everybody's talking about. At Sam's, when you go talk to the delivery person to your car, that's what they're talking about. Those races, nothing else. And you don't hear about important other issues. And I'm surprised when Joyce Elliott filed, I thought she was doing the sacrificial thing. But then I kept hearing that she was calling moneyed Democrats a fourth and fifth time, wanting money. I was told that she was definitely fully focused on this race and believed there was an opportunity for her to be competitive. And there certainly has been. You got a new poll coming up. Can't wait to see it. Don't know when you're going to do it. But yeah, I mean, it surprised me. I continue to think she cannot possibly get enough votes in Pulaski County to withstand his advantage, which he played to in this debate among standard conservative voters in the outlying areas. But maybe I'm wrong. I've resisted the urge to think Democrats can truly compete, but she's doing it. And you're surprised? Yes, very, very. This was not the scenario I remotely expected. And it's to her credit, I guess. And it's to the credit of a mood which is uncommonly anti-Trump out there, driven by recoiling or revulsion against Trump, I guess.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He spoke with Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business and Politics. More from the conversation can be found at talkbusiness.net. The Arkansas PBS debates continued today, including the third congressional district race. It was live streamed at 3:30. It's aired tonight on Arkansas PBS at 8 p.m.